When work flies out of control, Harrelson's Own keeps me cool as a cucumber.
Life can be chaotic, but Harrelson's Own CBD helps keep you calm through any storm.
It's just the best you've ever felt in your natural state.
Go to harrelsonzone.com now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we indulge you every day in intellectual maturity and help you get there. We walk you off the ledge of panic. We walk you off the ledge of fear, and we engage completely in the task at hand with each other. We're in this together, my friends. Engaging fully in 2022 is the only way we're going to fix 2020. All of you know that fixing 2020 is a primary objective for all of us in this country that fall under the conservative banner, and we will endeavor to fix it. You've got to stop following people who convince you or who try to convince you not to vote. Stop following people who believe in the wackadoodle nonsense conspiracy theories that the military is in control, Trump is still pulling the switch, he's still in charge, that Biden is dead, Hillary's in Gitmo, that all of that nonsense has got to come to an end. It's just done too much damage to our movement. It's done too much damage to what we have done with regards to working for the restoration and the reclaiming of this republic. My friends, we are conservatives. We are intellectuals. We understand the difference between myth and fact and hypothesis and hyperbole. We understand that we have to engage in reality if we're going to save and endeavor to restore this republic. Today, I'm going to be talking about how the Republic has gone down the wrong road, led by the Communist Socialist Party in America, how we are doing away with the divinely inspired documents that God himself inspired, our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and perhaps most profoundly, our Bill of Rights. Those are the three documents in this country that we have the advantage of having, inspired by God and written by men. The Communist Socialists would also take away and do away with the primary document that was inspired by God and written by men, the Bible. They're taking away, doing away with it. They're trying to excommunicate all of that from the public square. And we've got to engage in reality and hope and faith. We have to engage in wisdom with a capital W, pursue reflection and get involved with our action at the local level and gift ourselves with the blessing of patience. These are the mantras and the themes that you'll be hearing from me this year. 2020 will be fixed. We will rebound and reclaim our government, but it's going to take our full engagement in 2022 in order to make that happen. Today, I'm going to speak about some of these topics and have a special guest on, Professor Toto, otherwise known as Pastor Shane Vaughn, on the program today. All of that and much more on this edition of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready? Let's go.
What you are experiencing is truth and knowledge in the place where liberal intellectual immaturity is exposed and determined patriotism is born. You're on The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I'm coming to you right smack dab in the middle of the fruited plain of this wonderful and God-given republic. We are in 2022 going to experience the most significant rebirth of the divine providence of God since even before or during the time of the founding fathers of this country, ladies and gentlemen. And we are going to do it because we, the people, are going to become fully engaged again in the running, the management, the leadership of this republic, the way that it's intended to be in our founding documents. We are done with the myths. We are done with the people that would put such myths forward. Look, if you're listening to a podcaster who tells you that Joe Biden is dead, that John F. Kennedy Jr. is alive, that Michael Jackson is alive, that Hillary Clinton is either in Gitmo or has been executed at Gitmo, or that, you know, the military tragedy that happened in Afghanistan was all products of CGI, you've got to stop listening to that nonsense. If you're going to listen to people who tell you that the military is actually in control and running this country, or to guess whether or not that was really President Trump that we saw in Arizona the other night, my friends, do yourselves a favor and stop it. Stop following the nonsense, the quantum realms, all of the, stop it. Let's deal in reality, engage fully in 2022 so that we can fix 2020. That's the only way we fix 2020. And since the time of our founding, we have on the left been experiencing gaslighting, saying that we're the reasons why the republic is in disarray. Now, evidence of the obvious, my friends, is sufficient for all of us on the right side. We are members of, after all, you are, of the most intellectually mature podcast audience in all of podcast land. And we know all we have to do is replay the tape from 2020 through today. The summer of love, the burning of statues, the toppling of our history, burning of churches. The summer of love. I think this Mayor Jenny Durkins of Washington said that, oh, yes, just a summer of love here. Well, it was a summer of murder, anarchy, and arson. And that's all they're about is chaos. The Commie Socialist Party, there are no more Democrats in the elected class in the United States, my friends. The Commie Socialist Party is all about chaos. Chaos is, after all, their patron demon. We have gone down the wrong path in this country. We have lost perhaps a bit of favor from the divine providence of God, but we've not lost it all, and we don't need to worry about our republic being on its deathbed. It's not on its deathbed. We're in a nightmare. We have to stop following and dealing with those other influencers out there who engage in those myths that I outlined. And there's many more myths than I outlined just a moment ago here. We deal in truth. We deal in real hope that can be verified and proven and at least seen as a potential mechanism to arrive at the truth. We don't deal in falsehoods. We don't deal in rabbit holes and conspiracies. And we clearly don't indulge ourselves with the wackadoodle kookiness of some. For those people, no response is in fact a response. We've seen our country go down the wrong road. We've seen it be taken down the wrong road by the Communist Socialist movement. And they're a vast minority, my friends, of the people of this world and of this country. The vast majority of the people in this country believe in the exact opposite of what the Communist Socialist Party stands for. We believe on the right and in the majority of this country that people are born a man or a woman. Imagine that. We believe that people work hard for a good day's wage and that we work to support our families. We believe in church and God and honoring and worshiping the God of the universe in the ways that we see fit. We believe in hope. We believe in adversity, challenges, and tragedies, in as much as they are blessings waiting to be born. We don't believe in tuck-tailing and running away from them. We don't compartmentalize. We don't need a safe room, thank you very much, to get through the hardships of this life. We face it and we get over it. We become better people because of it. We're not snowflakes precisely because our parents did not give us participation trophies when we were growing up. We had to earn what we got. And in defeat, there is blessing. And in tragedy, triumph, adversity, there is blessing in all of those. There is blessing in capitalism. Along with the founding documents that were inspired by God in this nation, God also inspired and created the machine, the mechanism by which this republic supports itself, and that's capitalism. People out there, my friends, who are trying to convince you not to vote, to not get engaged fully in the processes that face us in 2022, that are trying to convince you that we should remove ourselves from the process, are deep staters. And they're possessed by the enemy, quite frankly. Oh, Doug, I'm pretty sure I've got a right not to vote. It says, right, you know, but I think that is under the umbrella of freedom of speech. And then which is not true. That's not true. You don't have a right not to vote. God has given you a right to vote. And we honor God by participating in the rights that he has given us. We also honor the military who have gone to the battlefield and become either wounded or maimed or killed, trying to protect the rights that come to us from God. And so to disengage from the rights coming from God not only dishonors God, it dishonors the military. And we are not about that on this side, on the right side. That's the left snowflake fringe. And they are a minority of political thought and values in this country. It's only a small minority of people that believe in changing the rules and the laws of God himself. Marriage, sexual identity and gender, roles that religion and faith play in life, the very life itself of Jesus, the apostles, holy men and women that have lived throughout the ages, all of that is a threat to the Communist Socialist left, because for them, the state is the almighty. To us, we know that that is simply not true. So and to honor and to engage in the republic, that's why we're the Patriot Movement. That's why we honor and love our American flag. We sing the national anthem. We say the Pledge of Allegiance, and we mean it. And they, the Pledge of Allegiance, the national anthem, they are almost prayer-like in a way in their delivery when we say them, as intended. So we won't be gaslit by the left. We won't be seduced into thinking that their way is the proper way. We will not let, and I don't care how much celebrity someone has surrounding their name, to think that they would try to convince you not to vote is borderline tyranny. It's borderline treasonous, borderline sinfulness. We will engage, my friends. That's how we win, by engaging. Whoever heard of such a thing as disengaging in order to win? It makes no sense. Let's just not engage in the process, Doug. I know that we're facing critical voter fraud issues in this nation, so therefore I'm not going to vote. That is not only illogical and snowflakish, it's evil and it's deep state thinking. At the very least, ladies and gentlemen, shouldn't we at least make them work for the cheat again? Now, we are more engaged this time. We are, as conservative members of the Patriot movement in the United States and around the world, taking part in election facilities, election voting booths. We're becoming registered and paid election officials to watch over the process, to make sure that the other side doesn't overwhelm us with their numbers of cheating. We're aware of it. Will we be able to fully and completely eradicate cheating this time or next time around? No, of course not. Just as much as it didn't happen overnight, our solution to the cheating won't happen overnight. But that's where the mantra, wisdom, with a capital W, we seek it out. We seek wisdom in all of this. We reflect on what wisdom reveals to us. We take action at the local level based on what we're finding out through wisdom and reflection. And then finally, we're gifting ourselves with the blessing of patience and the virtue, quite frankly, of all of those things rolled into one. Are there more virtues? Of course there are. Persistence, steadfastness, stewardship. Of course there's more. We could go on and on. But for me, in 2022, wisdom, reflection, action, and patience. That's where we're coming down. And that is where we have to begin to realize that in any attempt to fix 2020 begins right here in local, fully engaged activities in 2022. To think or to propose otherwise is simply not logical. It's intellectually immature, and we've got to stop it. And I'm here to help you stop thinking that way and to disavowing yourselves from those who would try to convince you not to vote. Stop following the nutcases. Stop following the conspiracy theorists. Look, on this show, we'll have many different opinions. Speaking of people who you may think are kooky, we will have people on as guests who we disagree with. And that's how we become smarter. That's how you become the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. Oh, well, he has Simon Parks on. He's a kook. No, we have Simon Parks on because he has a certain perspective that you benefit from. You can make up your mind about him. You can make up your mind about General Flynn. You can make up your mind about Mike Lindell, Sidney Powell, George Stephanopoulos. You can make up your mind about Eric Trump. You can make up your mind about anyone who's been on this program, and that is your right. But we will continue to bring you a variety of guests because it's better for you and for the Republic to hear from multiple competing sources of opinion and to arrive then, as you do, at your own conclusions with regards to what you believe. That is the recipe for becoming intellectually mature, my friends. And so we will continue to talk about that with many guests, and we will continue to talk about it with each other. We're in it together. All right, on today's show, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget Professor Toto on the show, otherwise known as Pastor Shane Vaughn. We're going to talk history. We're going to talk republic. We're going to talk patriotism. Stay with me. He's coming up later in the show. I'll be right back right after this very short break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here. Happy New Year. This is the time to make resolutions. Let's make it a good one, and let's make it last. Let's don't be a weak snowflake and give up 3 months in or 3 weeks into the new goal. I am down 65 pounds since August 1st. You can do this too. We've got to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to save the Republic from the tyranny of the Communist Socialist Party. Text your name and ask for information to 913-428-0777 and ask how I did this. 913-428-0777 or go to rightsidehealth.us. Look at these before and after pictures. No wonder I want to be on the right side. Look at that. If you were like that and you want to be like this, come on board, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time of year. Let's make it count. I know that you will. Cheers. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever heard of electromagnetic pulse, EMP for short? I've got a device here that I'm going to hook up to my car. I've got one that looks similar to it that I'm going to hook up to my breaker box in my house. EMP Shield, empshield.com. Go there and use promo code Doug. EMP pulse magnetic energy can come from the sun. It can happen in nature, but it also can happen from foreign nations who don't necessarily take too kindly to us. It can happen in nuclear blasts, things like that you've heard and seen in the movies. Now, I'm not saying a nuclear blast is going to happen, but this device, the EMP shield, simple to install. Listen, if I can do it, and I'm no Einstein, you can do it. Hook it up to your car battery. Hook it up to your breaker box in your home or your apartment, wherever. Make sure that you're protected in case of an electromagnetic pulse outbreak in this country or around the world. It will protect you. You want to be able to go from point A to point B. Get one today. EMPShield.com, promo code Doug. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings from all around the world. I know you're out there. Thank you so much for all of the messages of support that we continually get from all of you around the world. Look, I'm looking at a list of emails, South Africa, the Philippines, New Zealand, and Australia. You know, Australia, you are in our prayers. We understand what's going on down there, especially with the tennis player. We've nicknamed him Novak Djokovic. So Novak, they've locked him up. He didn't have the jab, and I think that they've got him all situated and freed up now. But Australia, lots of messages from you, and you remain in our prayers as the medical tyranny sweeps through that beautiful country of yours. Switzerland, wow, the Netherlands, Ireland, England, the homeland of my ancestors there, Ireland. Thank you for all of your support. Hey, we just came back from an incredible event in Naples, Florida, and I have a friend of mine on the program. He's been on the show before, Professor Toto, otherwise known as Pastor Shane Vaughn. He's just become a dear friend of mine, one of my favorite people out there in this patriot movement. We spent a weekend down in Florida talking with some other patriots at a convention sponsored by John and Christy DeLemme, just two top-shelf patriots and a top-shelf event. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let people try to tell you that these things don't matter. We are engaged in not only a spiritual war, but a political one. And these things help motivate, inspire, educate, and actionate, as I say, get people involved in action at the local level. And they are vitally important. Don't let the demon of cynicism roost upon you with regards to these things. I want to bring on my friend, Pastor Shane, otherwise known as Professor Toto. And we're going to talk about this and so much more. Hey, Professor Toto, Pastor Shane, my friend, how are you?
I am too blessed to be stressed and too high to cry, my friend. And I am thrilled to be on this great, excellent, par excellence podcast. We love Doug Billings. We're so thankful for you. My wife and I are huge fans. If you didn't notice by me standing up on the chair for you you were speaking,
I did. I was like, oh my gosh, I hope their liability insurance is up to date. You, Professor Toto, was back there rocking, and it was like he was at a concert. And I did see you, and I appreciate it. During my speech, you honored me, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. And you know, we didn't know. By the way, I'm not a Democrat. I don't sue everybody anyway, so they would have been all right. But we didn't know. And your viewers may not know it. And I don't know if you've got any pictures you can throw up here, but you're a man of many talents. And if they've never seen you live, we were blown away at your auctioneering ability and to watch you raise with over, I believe, well over $20,000 for the unborn children. I believe it's Heartbeat of Miami. Doug, that was anointed by God.
Oh boy.
It truly was.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't even know I was going to be doing that auction. John DeLemme just looked at me and said, "Hey, you want to do this?" And I, sure. And you know, you're right. That the benefactor for that, Martha and Heartbeat of Miami, she takes young women in, women of, you know, not just necessarily young, but women in who are faced with a crisis and a pregnancy and tries to provide alternatives to the murder of abortion, Shane. And what a cause, what a beautiful ministry she has. And you're right. We, in fact, $27,000.
Wow.
Raised for, wow, for her. One of the paintings of President Trump went for.
And so, Doug, that's only in a crowd of 200 people. We didn't have thousands of people,
right,
there.
200 people. You know? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that was a God moment. And it was an Elvis moment, too.
An Elvis moment. Yeah, we start. So I started to say, but it came down to a tennis match between two hot, you know, two bidders going back and forth. And right. Maurizio, a trained opera singer, was in the audience, and one of the speakers and a member of the band, he and I started to sing to the two people that were going back and forth. It was incredible. I've never done that before. And it was just incredible. You're right. God was guiding us. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Show the picture. Do you have a picture of that? Yeah. If y'all singing together?
I'm going to show that. Yeah. We'll let the crowd we'll show that. We'll let the,
they'll
let's,
love
take,
that.
Let's take a peek at that right now.
Yeah.
All right. Now we'll cut they'll this part that. Out, but yeah,
they will love that. But y'all look, but the thing is the picture don't do justice. Y'all should have been there. It was so impromptu, and that's my favorite thing in the world. It was just my wife. We were so blessed. And Doug, the main reason you were there was to deliver a speech, a 20-minute speech or 30-minute speech. And it was riveting. It rocked the house. But more than that, it was deep, and it was so essential for this moment. I'm going to have you on my show this week or next week to deliver that same message, because I believe, you know, it lines right up with what I spoke about, rebuilding the walls of a fallen republic and our role in doing that. And then yours, it was beautiful. You're an amazing speaker and anointed by God for this hour, for this moment. And I know you didn't bring me on here to talk about you, but I believe your audience needs to know that in this moment that we're living in this dark hour, this patriot movement that the enemy would love to shatter, they're looking for real leaders, balanced voices of truth. And you're one of those voices in this hour. And I appreciate you for getting in the middle of that road, bringing both sides together and saying, let's keep focused, let's keep marching. I loved your speech, and I appreciate you, my brother.
Thank you, Brother Shane. I appreciate you, my friend. Look, that's a high, you honor me and you bless me. You know, I believe, you know, the topic of the speech, ladies, the members of the audience, you know, this year, 2022, I'm convinced is going to be a good year for us. We have to fully engage in 2022. We have to pray for wisdom with a capital W, wisdom, yes, from the Holy Spirit. And then reflect on what we see through that wisdom and the state of play in America. We pray for wisdom, reflection, and then action, of course, taking action primarily at the local level. Yes. And then finally, patience, blessing ourselves with the gift of patience, because just as much as we didn't get here overnight, Pastor Shane, we're not going to get out of this overnight either. And I understand that in the throngs of a stolen American presidential election, when things are stolen from us, we want them back as soon as possible. I understand that. Yeah. And yet there are people out there who would claim, you know, their mantra is 2020 or bust, meaning that we're not going to engage, we're not going to vote, we're not going to do anything until we fix 2020. And I just think that's a terrible mistake on multiple levels.
It's childishness and it's foolishness. And I don't mean that to be disrespectful to anyone, because I understand the passion. I understand the frustration. But Doug, I would follow up with this. Many people believe that there was an American revolution in 1776, but that's not the case. As a matter of fact, when Madison wrote a letter to someone, they wanted him to talk about the 1776 revolution. And he said he knew of no such revolution. He said, I know of the 1776 war, but the revolution started at the Boston Harbor many years prior. Okay. And what people fail to understand is a revolution, it grows over time, and it systematically grows. It organically grows, as it's doing all over America right now. Every day, I'm from Louisiana. We love to cook gumbo. The best gumbo is cooked over a long period of time while those ingredients mesh together, while the oversight committee and this oversight committee, while we're just waiting to take the house so that Jim Jordan can be our next speaker, hopefully, and begin some real investigations in this nation. So all of this is the revolution has begun. The revolution is here. But we fail to understand. Madison said that the revolution wasn't 1776. It was years prior to that, after the Stamp Act, after we sent Benjamin Franklin to London to plead with His Majesty to hear our voice, and he wouldn't do it. And then finally, the Boston Tea Tax, where at that moment we had a revolution of the mind. We had an awakening of the mind. Before there was ever a call to arms, there was a call to an awakening. And yes, that's the point that we're in right now, is the awakening is here. And people need to understand it's not going away. It's getting bigger and bigger every moment, every second. And it's an awakening of understanding. Because, Doug, when I started this a year ago, I had absolutely no idea what America was. I thought it was a piece of land until I began to study her. And I come to understand she was an idea. She was an experiment. And as people awaken, and she was a republic, as we begin to awaken to that, that's not going anywhere. And I know people are frustrated. When is something going to happen? I'm of the persuasion something happened this weekend in Naples, Florida. We added more pieces to this awakening.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Shane. You're right. You are a historian. You have a book out there, America 101. I want to talk about that when we come back from our break. That and much more, ladies and gentlemen, with Pastor Shane, a.k.a. Professor Toto, with us today on The Right Side with Doug Billings. Don't go away. Short break, and we'll be right back. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Hey, the Blaze team. Blaze.team on the web, okay? If you need a website of any size, if you need a new one, or if your current one needs to be revamped, if you need an Android or iOS application for yourself or your business, this is the team for you, the Blaze team. They can be found easily. Blaze.team. Punch it in the URL address bar of your browser and go find them. Engineers, consultants, graphic designers, graphic artists, they can develop any size of project for you, whether it's website or an Android or iOS application, whatever it may be, no project too big or too small. The Blaze team, skilled in every conceivable application of web and application development for you. In a nutshell, they can do it all, from the creation, the setup, and the all-important hosting of your website. Simply type in blaze.team in your browser, and off you go. Or you can email them at reach@blaze.team. Ladies and gentlemen, they're top shelf. Trust me. Believe it. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here. And I want to tell you about a doctor in pharmaceutical sciences, a scientist, a biologist, a pharmacist. I'm talking about Dr. Mujan Donaldson. And Dr. Donaldson is the founder of the Hair Regrowth Centers. You can find her at hairregrowthcentersinc.com. Now listen, she's the leading expert in regrowing your own hair. Her formula will stimulate your hair follicles and regrow your hair, folks. You don't have to depend on expensive and painful cosmetic surgery for hair transplants and plugs. Regenerate your own hair. It's fully approved, suited for men and women alike under the supervision of a medical doctor, and she has 100% success rates. Dr. Mujan Donaldson, hairregrowthcentersinc.com, or you can call her at 831-521-6671. Ladies and gentlemen, hairregrowthcentersinc.com. Cheers.
Love your car. And when you get in an accident, you'd love to get it back as soon as possible and looking like new. We're Jerome's Collision Center, and when you need us, we'll be there for you. Jerome's Collision Center. Find out for yourself.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where truth, honor, conservative values are raining down like manna from heaven today with Pastor Shane Vaughn, a.k.a. my friend, Professor Toto. All right, Shane, America 101, reminding us who we are. You are the author of that book. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's a blockbuster. Everyone, look, that's a book that children, adults, everybody, my friends, should be getting that book. And they can find it at totosarmyofpatriots.com. Totosarmyofpatriots.com. Yeah, we're going to have all of those up there. Look at that. Beautiful, beautiful. Tell us about the book. How did you get started? When is that? When did that come out? What prompted you? I'm sure it was the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Tell us about it, Shane.
Illustrated by Rush Limbaugh's personal illustrator. I'm so proud of that.
Nice.
We all love and miss Rush's voice
so much. Yes, sir.
So basically, I went to all the Patriot events and I saw books everywhere, but nothing for our children. And a thought hit me one day that the next election, Doug, is going to be decided by ninth graders.
Yeah, yeah.
And that hit me like a pile of bricks. I said, you know, so we send our children to government schools. And when they come out, Doug, they buy into the lie that we are a democracy. They hear Kamala and Joe defending the democracy, and they come out with a mind of a democracy. And I wrote this book to help every child in America know the glaring difference in what we receive from the forefathers and what's being perceived from the fathers today, if you will. And so this book will teach the children that we're not a democracy. We are far from a democracy, that we are a republic. And it teaches them to cherish that republic. As you know, Benjamin Franklin said, it's our duty to keep it. Yes. And yet nobody talks about it. We don't even know what government we have. So that's why I wrote the book. We don't sell them. We just basically cover cost on these. We want this to get out there to every child. And if somebody can get it in front of Tucker Carlson's face, Sean Hannity, I would love you to death.
All right.
But we would love to get that book to all Patriot children.
Well, and you know, it just reminds me of how we got into this mess that we in the first place, Shane. Our conservative movement, we are the party of God. We're the party of life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. We truly are. I mean, the other side, evidence of the obvious is sufficient. The other side, we saw it all summer long in 2020. They want to burn America. They want to topple our history. They want to change our history. And worse, they want to erase our history. That is their mantra. There are no more, in the elected class, at least in America, there are no more Democrats. They are commu-socialists. They have blended those communism and socialism together. And I believe that's what they are. I really do. Our side, being the party of God, life, liberty, happiness, et cetera, we've done honorable things since the time of, you know, World War II and all of that up until present day. But we have not, where we have failed, is our involvement in our local level. We've gone to work. We've taken care of our families. We've gone to church. We've honored God. And we've thought that we've elected people who had our best interests at heart, but they have not. And that's really the reason why we're in this nightmare today, is because we were not involved. But to your point, your book teaching us what this republic is and the great reawakening that you mention is happening. The good news about nightmares is that we wake up from them, and that's happening. I believe that we are on the cusp of the most extreme example of the divine providence of God since even before and during the time of the founders.
You're exactly right. And you know, if I could, Doug, America is like a ship, and in this great ship called America, there are factions. Madison talked about it in Federalist Paper number 10. He went on and on and on. His main concern about the survival of the republic was factions. And factions is normal. You're going to have them in a local church. You're going to have them in a family. They are simply groups that think different. And that's fine. We have always been a nation of people that thought differently, even Madison and Harrison. We have different thoughts, but this ship has always been able to sail America because she was governed from the Senate. Okay, of all of those factions, you might have a progressive faction over here like AOC. You know that their thoughts are dumb, stupid, but it's their thoughts. They have a right to them. And then over here, you have this the other factions, which believes that there should never be one abortion in this nation. That's a far right faction. It's the right one, but it's a faction. When those factions are in this one ship, for a ship to sail, it's got to be balanced. When you put too much on one side of the ship, that ship's going to sink, okay? I've said it, and I've tried to help people understand. Donald Trump was created by one man, Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And it's this simple. Before Barack Obama, every president, no matter how Democrat or Republican they were, they governed from the center. Even Bill Clinton, that I cannot stand, had sense enough in his brain politically to do the don't ask, don't tell policy in our military about gays in the military. Even he knew that you can't go there. You can't throw that in our face. Even he knew not to let men dress up like girls and go in the daughter's bathroom. He knew that. Now, I don't like Bill, but he at least understood the only way to govern America, you got to come to the center of this ship. So Barack comes along, and Barack creates Obamacare. He creates, you know, gays in the military. He creates everything that's the antithesis, reimagining America, the antithesis of conservative, moderate America. Most Americans are not extreme liberal, Doug. You know, and most Americans are not extreme right. Most Americans are right there around that center where we have to be. Barack created a shift to the far left. So what did that create? Those of us that were in the center couldn't stay there anymore. What do we have to do now? We have to go over here because they've gone so far over there. And therefore, we have to have a man, Donald Trump, to rise up with his extreme rhetoric, with his extreme truth, okay, to try to bring that extreme left that's going and bring it and see. They created that. Now, Donald Trump, the reason I believe with all my heart that he must return, the reason I believe that a prophet of God 4 years before Donald ever ran said that the next president of the United States would be a man named Donald, the reason I believe he must come back is because our ship in America, Doug, has gone so far to the left that we are tilting. And there must be someone like Donald Trump that can come in for 4 years, which won't be near enough time, start riding this ship and appoint an heir at success. We need a decade of Trumpism to bring this nation back to the center. That's why I'm so thankful for January the 6th. I'm so thankful that God, in his providence, did not listen to our prayers. I'm so glad that God, as the great eagle, saw the next day after January the 6th. I'm glad that God knew that if Trump would have gone back into office, his next impeachment would have been before sunrise the next morning, never to be able to run again. God said, no, I'll take that eagle. I'll put him into molting for a few years at the other White House called Mar-a-Lago. Oh, that story right there blows my mind, yep. Mar-a-Lago. Yes. I'll put him in the other White House while I repair him, while I prepare him a government in 2022 that when he returns, will be able to bring that ship back to center.
Wow. Wow. That gives me chills. Pastor Shane, that's spot on. I'm I've just discovered one new theme that I'm going to be talking about your, and I'm going to credit you as I speak about this. That's incredible. You're right. I see it. He's coming back. I mean, he's going to run in 2024. That's foregone conclusion. And in 2022, we're taking back the House and the Senate. You're exactly right. Everything will be prepared for him to come back. I've never heard it put that way. That's brilliant, my friend.
I want to
bring you back and continue to talk right after this break. We're up against another short break. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us right here with Professor Toto, Pastor Shane Vaughn. We'll be right back.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Hang on just one second. Engaging my superpower here. You remember these, right? Blueblocks.com, made in Australia. And who is not in the mood to support Australia? Okay, look, computer glasses right here. These are the Blue Blocks computer glasses that have clear lenses. But the clear lenses have superpowers. They block out the blue light, the rays that come from a computer screen, all of these studio lights that I see up here. If you are in front of a computer screen all day, you need to check this out because eye fatigue, I have it, I had it, I don't anymore because of these beauties. Gets rid of your eye fatigue, the eye stress, and sometimes a headache, whatever. You will be amazed. Blueblocks.com, BLUBLOX/Doug. They also have the Summer Glow Mood Boosting Glasses. Those are the ones with the yellow lenses. Look at those. I think those are pretty cool. That helps with migraines, stress, and anxiety. And who isn't filled with stress and anxiety, given the fact that Administrator Biden and commie socialism around the world seems to be reigning, but it's not. If they could, I'm sure these Blue Blocks glasses would cancel commie socialism. They also have the Sleep Plus, the blue light blocking glasses with the amber lenses. Look, if you have poor sleep, if you're fatigued, if you've got low energy, maybe you travel a lot, you got jet lag, you throw these beauties on, those amber lenses, those ones, you will be better slept. Better slept. That's right. You will be. And experts say you need to become better slept. The solution is simple, my friends. Blueblocks.com/Doug for 15% off. You know, look, they come in non-prescription, prescription. You can get readers, all of the above. They're from Australia. They're powerful. They're working. And I feel better wearing these things. It's like a superpower. Blueblocks.com/Doug. Promo code Doug. 15% off. Get over there today, my friends. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Hey, COVID-19 can be prevented and treated. DrStellaMD.com. DrStellaMD, StellaMD.com. You know Dr. Stella Emanuel. She's one of the frontline doctors. She has hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, all of the vitamins, C, D, E, zinc, and all of that that you need to take. She's got her own line of those kinds of vitamins and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. So you want to go to drstellamd.com. Sign up and get some of those drugs. Enter the promo code Doug. Promo code Doug gets you discounts, and you want to have some of this on hand. I've got it in my bathroom medicine cabinet on hand just in case. DrStellaMD.com, promo code Doug, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here. Happy New Year. This is the time to make resolutions. Let's make it a good one, and let's make it last. Let's don't be a weak snowflake and give up 3 months in or 3 weeks into the new goal. I am down 65 pounds since August 1st. You can do this too. We've got to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to save the Republic from the tyranny of the Communist Socialist Party. Text your name and ask for information to 913-428-0777 and ask how I did this. 913-428-0777 or go to rightsidehealth.us. Look at these before and after pictures. No wonder I want to be on the right side. Look at that. If you were like that and you want to be like this, come on board, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time of year. Let's make it count. I know that you will. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we meet, ladies and gentlemen, in determined prayer and determined patriotism. That's the hard work of it all. The prayer part we all get, determined patriotism, is the action, the wisdom, the reflection, and the patience that it takes to see our way through to recapturing the republic that comes to us from God. And in my opinion, we honor God by honoring the rights that he has bestowed upon us. Key among those, of course, is life, the right to life, the most important and holy of all rights. And then, you know, ladies and gentlemen, also let's not forget the right to vote, all of our rights, but the right to vote clearly is a right that comes from God, and our military has gone to the battlefield and died to protect all of our rights. So when I say let's engage fully in 2022, I mean we engage at the local level to reclaim our republic, whether it's a school board, whether it's a county commission. And yes, my friends, it is voting. Even in the face of a stolen American presidential election, even in the face of a threat to cheat again, you see, conservatives, we're born and bred and raised with a belief in God, and that challenges, adversity and challenges are simply blessings waiting to be born. And we don't tuck tail and run away from them. We face them head on. We will always engage in the rights that come to us from God and therefore honor our God. We don't honor God by abandoning the things that he has given us and provided for us. And we certainly don't honor the military, who have gone, in many cases, to death and provided the ultimate sacrifice to protect those rights. And so we have factions among our group. And, you know, factions, to Pastor Shane's point, are a natural human occurrence, and they're fine. We don't have to agree on the minutiae in every single detail. Pastor Shane is a pastor of a church and a flock of people and of Patriot Army soldiers. And I would go to worship with Pastor Shane wherever he is. I'm born and raised a Catholic. I was in the seminary and studied to be a priest for a few years. Wow. So, but you know, the thing is, we are on the same God-given team, ladies and gentlemen. And I have a friend, Brad Barton. He's a common friend of Pastor Shane's. We were all down there in Florida together, and we have different opinions on some topics, but I was proud, and I'm going to have the producers put up this picture of the three of us, Pastor Shane. This is unity. Yeah. We are on stage together, and we talked about unity, and God love that. I think that that's what this world needs. These factions and so forth need to be addressed.
I made y'all look so good in that picture.
Boy, you wow. did. You dressed us up real nice. And I'm just saying, when you're in the room, you make everybody look a little bit better.
That was funny. I love Brad Barton. I love Doug Billing. I love everyone. If you're on the Trump train, me and you are on the same train. I don't know what car you're in. I don't know what link you're in, but we're on the same train. And we start throwing everybody off the train, ain't gonna be nobody left on it.
Yeah.
And that was what the enemy would love, Doug.
Yes.
You know, you talked about the minutiae. I love that word. I'm a wordsmith. I love words.
Yeah.
Another word for minutiae is issues. We must become united on the principles if we're going to be divided on the issues.
Yeah.
Principles are bigger than issues. Principles are paradigms. It's mindset. It's the way you think. And I want to address that, Doug, with Donald Trump and how some in our movement are even starting, after they built a platform on his coattails, are beginning to now say, well, I think I want my own following. And they're actually trying to point patriots away from the man that created the very movement that they've all benefited from.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Now, the reason they're doing this is over minutiae, issues rather than principles. And let me just make it clear, that issue we're talking about is vaccines.
Yes.
Now, many people on my show, we go live every night, 8 Central on YouTube and Rumble and everywhere. Every night when I'm talking about Donald Trump, let's say for the last month or two, I'm getting all this feedback, but he supports the vaccines. I can't support him anymore.
Yeah.
And I give an answer that they're not ready for. I say, then why did you show up on January the 6th to support the man that brought all these vaccines to the fore? He hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were all Trump people during Operation Warp Speed.
Yep.
I mean, I'm as anti-vax as they come. My religious exemption letter has saved thousands of careers We're totally anti-vax here. But I'm not, the principle is not the vaccine. The principle is my government forcing a needle in my arm. The principle is freedom. That's what we support Donald Trump for, because he has supported your right to say no if you don't want it. Yep. Now, Donald Trump has one mission, and the mission is to return to the White House. I'll explain it like this. When a general goes into war, Doug, he sets the mission. And that mission cannot be deterred by the emotions of the troops. Because those emotions are going to go up, they're going to go down. One day those soldiers are going to go out and they're going to see their comrades being killed all around them. And they're going to come back to the base where that general is, whining and complaining and you know, I'm done. That general has a mission.
Yep.
And it's not what you think, because the mission was established before the war began. The mission, the deaths were calculated into the mission. And I hate to say it so callously, but the mission for Donald Trump, he has to look at two things. Do I save 100 lives by coming out against the vaccines, 1,000 lives, 10,000, however many? Or do I save a nation by returning to the White House?
Amen.
Donald Trump is a general, and this is a war. And he cannot tune in to every Telegram channel and hear all of us griping that he's for the vaccines. Well, you know what? He was also for possibly Stormy Daniels. I don't agree with that. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's not the principle I'm fighting for. Yep. The man believes in MAGA. The man believes in making America great again instead of a 7% inflation rate that we saw today. Okay? That's what we better get back to the principles. The man's got a mission, and he's got to get back to the White House. Now, how does he do that? And I'm done after this. It's real simple. He's got your vote, Doug. He's got mine. And guess what? He's got every anti-vaxxer's vote. I don't care what they say. Okay? Yep. Here's the votes he don't have. He don't have those Democrats that are teetering on Joe Biden right now. They got to vote on somebody in the next election. And he don't have enough of the base, I don't care what you say, to win this victory back to the White House. He don't have enough of those independents. And here's all the enemy would love. Him debating against Liz Cheney, because she's going to be his primary opponent in the primaries. Mark that down.
Okay.
Him debating against the Democratic opponent. And while he's debating, and we've got a million dead people in America from the virus, them flashing on the screen, him giving in to our desire for him to come out against the vaccines. Flashing that on the screen, Doug, while he's giving his speech. A million dead, thanks to Donald Trump. And it'll be at that point when he can call the ace card out of his sleeve and say, what are you talking about? I went against my own people for the vaccine. He's taken the card out of their hand. Boom. While we're whining and crying. That's the mission. That's what we have to be united about.
Wow. Well said. Well met. Well met, Pastor Shane. Well met. Look, nobody can put it quite like you. I want to, and we got about a minute and a half. Okay. You have an event coming up in October. You want to give people a little bit of an advance notice so they can plan for this?
I would love to, Doug. You're going to be there teaching classes all day long. They will love our event. It's called Toto's Retreat. It's at the most beautiful state park in America. It's a camping facility. You bring your family. They have lodges, chalets, cabins, RV spots. Last year, we had 1,200 patriots. This year, it will be October the 5th through the 9th in Lake Gunnersdale, Alabama. Your viewers can go to totosretreat.com and register. And today, starting today, because we want everybody to come, we have dropped the price from $200 per adult to $50. I want everybody to be able to come.
Wow.
So they can go register. 5 days, come. It's going to be heaven on earth, and we're so excited. Todosretreat.com.
Todosretreat.com. Making a note of that. Todos Retreat. All right. October 5th through the 9th, ladies and gentlemen, plan ahead. These events are important. They are vital to the security of our republic. And when I say security, I mean reclaiming it from the communist socialist grip that's out there. Pastor Shane, Professor Todos.
Live events. Go.
Live events. Yes, sir. Look, I want to come on your show and meet your people. I want to come on there and pray with you. I want to, wherever I go, I want you to be there. I love you. You're doing God's work. Please give your best to your beautiful bride who I met. Give my best to your beautiful bride who I met over the past weekend with John DeLemme and all of that down in Florida.
Oh, and we love John DeLemme.
We do love John DeLemme. We do. And his bride, Christy.
Yes,
ladies Christy, and gentlemen, stay with me. I'll be right back with some closing thoughts and other news right after this. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings. The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hey, everybody. Whatever happened to the days when summertime would last forever? Remember those days? Well, it's already back to school time, and if you have a school-aged kid in college, high school, middle school, whatever, who needs help remembering those important facts, figures, and lessons in school, but during test time simply goes blank, I've got a perfect solution for you. It's called the Total Recall System. My friend Greg Gleason, who I've known for 35 years and I trust completely, invented this program, and you can get it at memorypowernow.com. Memorypowernow.com, and enter the promo code Doug, and you'll get a discount. Memorypowernow.com. And by the way, you might use it yourself if you're at that cocktail party when some commie socialist liberal comes up and starts spewing facts and misinformation about anything. You'll have total recall to rebut and refute and win that debate, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that exciting? Memorypowernow.com. Go there today. Cheers.
When work flies out of control, Harrelson's Own keeps me cool as a cucumber.
When the kids turn unholy, Harrelson's Own keeps my patience divine.
Life can be chaotic, but Harrelson's Own CBD helps keep you calm through any storm. Harrelson's Own consistently delivers you full mind and body and homeostasis. It's an organic, full-spectrum CBD in a refreshing oil spray. Our nano-emulsified technology makes it completely water-soluble, so your body absorbs it immediately. You'll start to feel it in seconds, not 60 minutes. It just makes everything feel better.
Give your life a boost.
It's just the best you've ever felt in your natural state.
Go to HarrelsonZone.com to order yours now.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am an example of what it means to be called by God to save the republic. And so are you. We're in this together. We're doing it every day right here on the program. Please go to my website, DougBillings.us. DougBillings.us. Click on the membership and sponsorship tab over there. Support the program, please. We need your support. We are in it together. There's a shop over there. Buy some shirts, hats, mugs, whatever. And check out Right Side of Health. My gosh, 60 pounds down since August, my friends. And you can do it too. If you're somebody who doesn't have the time, if you don't want to exercise, the program doesn't involve that. I want you to text your name and ask for information to 913-428-0777. That's 913-428-0777. It's incredible. It works. I'm 62 pounds down since August 1st. You can do it. We've got to be healthy if we're going to engage fully in 2022 in order to save 2020. You can do it. Also, I want you to make sure that you're protecting your wealth, protecting the money that you've worked hard for with your 401k and your retirement plans. I want you to diversify. The government, under the communist socialist leadership in this country, is going to wipe out your ability to have savings. Your 401k, it's not guaranteed. It's at risk. You can diversify with gold and silver. Gold is the finance. It's the money of the Bible. It's been around for eons. And it's the way that you can save and protect your investments for retirement. I want you to go to bh.com or dash PM. That's BH. B as in boy, H as in happy, dash PM. P as in Paul, M as in Mary. BH-PM.com. You'll get information about how to diversify with gold and silver over there. Click on the red button that says, I'd like more information. And when you fill out that form, make sure you put in my name, Doug Billings, as far as how you found out about this so that you can take advantage of what they have to offer over there. And finally, a word about Patriot conferences. They matter. They work. They engage, motivate, and inspire us to get back into our local communities to reclaim the Republic. It's exactly what we need to do in 2022 to save and correct 2020. Go to thrivetimeshow.com. That's Clay Clark's website over there. Thrivetimeshow.com. He lets you name your own price, my friends, but if you enter the promo code right side, you'll get further discounts. And finally, MyPillow.com. Make sure you head over there and support Mike Lindell in the face of everything that he's dealing with. And you're not only supporting Mike, but you're supporting his employees. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. They're having a huge 60% sale on all of their bedding products, their sheets, their mattress topper. Look, I got that mattress topper. It's like having a new mattress. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in this together. You have a pack of blessings on your back. Make sure you take inventory of those blessings every day. Every day. Endeavor to engage fully in 2022 so that we can save and correct and fix 2020. It's the only way to do it. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you wherever you are, whatever country you reside. May God bless you. I look forward to seeing you on the next edition of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Cheers.